Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Nassau County prosecutors believe they have finally solved the 1984 cold case murder of a 16-year-old in Lynbrook. Our Julia Papa joins us live now with the details.
And Linda, they got his DNA off the straw of a smoothie cup. 63-year-old Richard Bilodeau of Suffolk County is now charged with the murder of Teresa Fusco. The body of the Lynbrook teen had been found 41 years ago, buried under a pile of leaves and a moving pallet, not far from her part-time job and just blocks from her Lynbrook home. Nassau DA Ann Donnelly announced the indictment. She said that Bilodeau was under surveillance since February of 2024, and they followed him until they could pick up what's called a abandoned DNA. Three men had been convicted of Fusco's sexual assault and murder, but those convictions were overturned after they served nearly 20 years behind bars. Fusco's father says he never lost hope, and he holds a photo of his daughter close to his heart. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is asking for help finding the thieves who stole more than $50,000 from a 28-year-old man in Brooklyn using his cell phone. Police say the 28-year-old had gotten a ride home from two unknown women back on September 28th, and when he got home, he realized he didn't have a cell phone. He went to his computer to check his bank balances and saw more than $1,000 in unauthorized transactions on his credit cards from liquor stores in Bed-Stuy. And nearly $54,000 in Bitcoin had also been stolen using his phone. Two men were later seen on surveillance video using the phone when the money was taken from the accounts. Police are asking anyone with any information about this to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A parking garage partially collapsed in White Plains today, damaging several cars, but fortunately not hurting anyone. The fifth floor of the garage on South Broadway gave way, sending part of the upper level crashing down. Photos of the scene show the upper floor leaning diagonally onto the floor below it, with vehicles crushed. White Plains Public Safety confirms it was a partial collapse and nearby roads are now closed while crews investigate. Governor Hochul's on Long Island this morning checking on her hefty investments in law enforcement technology. She visited the Garden City Police Department to highlight more than $21 million in new equipment and upgrades that she says can do many things.
Pinpoint an officer's exact location, a caller's exact location, or whoever you need to be tracking, and just learning about how to make sure that we can use cell phone data and maximize our capabilities to respond to people's calls to 911 and also to thwart crimes that are being committed.
The The money's part of a statewide push to help police departments fight crime and respond faster to emergencies. Health officials are now confirming New York's first ever locally acquired case of chikungunya virus. The mosquito-borne illness was found in a person from Nassau County, and it's the first such case in the U.S. in 6 years. The patient started showing symptoms in August after being bitten by an infected mosquito, but they hadn't traveled outside of the region. State health officials say there's no sign of ongoing transmission and the risk remains low. Chikungunya virus can cause fever, joint pain, and rashes, though most people recover within a week. New York City now joining a national coalition to protect federal funding for Planned Parenthood. The city, along with more than 20 others, filed a brief led by the Public Rights Project, supporting a lawsuit against the federal government's move to cut funding for reproductive health services. It's a move they say could strain local economies by forcing local governments to divert money from other services. Mayor Adams' office says the cuts would hurt low-income New Yorkers who rely on clinics for care, like cancer screenings and HIV treatment. And the city's Corporation Council says the funding freeze could impact about a million patients nationwide, including thousands here in New York. Workers are calling out Amazon over how it treats its pregnant and postpartum employees. They're protesting today on Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day outside Mount Sinai Hospital. They're demanding action from Amazon board members like Edith Cooper, who also serves on Mount Sinai's board, claiming that Amazon has failed to take action on the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, which went into effect 2 years ago. Here's Chloe Siegel with Warehouse Life, a community for current and former Amazon workers.
Being able to go to their prenatal appointments, being able to have lifting restrictions, which are ordered by their doctor. Amazon needs to comply immediately, not 2, 3, 5 months from then, and definitely not discriminating against workers who request an accommodation by putting them on an unpaid leave.
In a statement, an Amazon spokesperson says they do follow all local laws and regulations, including the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. And while they believe in their current approach, they say they recognize there's always room to do better. A 6-alarm fire that broke out in one business in Hillside, New Jersey, did not end there.
The fire and explosion in this auto body shop on Maple Avenue that quickly spread and took out 6 businesses also threatened many homes. Several damaged. Here's Mary Dawkins from OEM.
I believe it's 3 homes that were damaged, but we saved the homes that were behind us here. Just the amazing firefighting efforts saved the homes itself.
Three.
It would have been a lot more than 3, especially with the magnitude of this fire.
Matt, among them, who saw his house saved.
So I come out of my house and I see black smoke. Then pop, 5 minutes later, another pop. It's like more than seven pops that I heard.
2 minor injuries to firefighters as the investigation goes on. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Hillside, New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.